once again for Insight with Jack Sogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Sogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Sogler.
Wednesday night, welcome to Insight. This is Jack Stogler. Neil Spencer is here manning the board. Hello, Neil.
Hi, Jack.
And in studio, we have three representatives from the Mercer County Council on Aging. We've got Tosh, Karen, and Dawn, correct?
Correct.
And I tell you what, I am going to let each of you introduce yourself and your title and kind of give a background of what each of your roles are with the council. So I will let you go first.
We need to get the microphone near you.
There you go. Yep.
Thank you, Jack. My name is Dawn Doherty, and I'm the Executive Director at the Mercer County Council on Aging. A little bit about my background. I actually hired in 2016 as a driver, and I got to drive for a couple of years, and then I switched over to help with activities, doing a little bit of this, of that, and everything else. 2 years ago, our Executive Director resigned her position, and I was fortunate enough to slide into that spot. So over the last year, 2 years, I've been learning a lot more of the ins and outs of the Mercer County Council on Aging.
Fantastic. And I know that it's grown rapidly in the past few years with the activities and such. So, Karen?
Hi, I'm Karen Post, locally from the area, and it's my pleasure to be on the board. I have been doing some things in the background for a couple of years, helping with arts and crafts and stuff and prep, because I was still working at that point. But now I'm retired, and Dawn approached me about sitting on the board, and I said I'd be happy to do that. So I'm one of 9 members on the board.
And you probably still do some of the activity stuff, too. You don't just stop doing other stuff to be on
the
board.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you've got an education background, correct?
Yes, sir.
And
yes. I retired 10 years ago, and with my last spot being at Marion Local.
So. Okay. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Thank you.
My name is Tosh Schulze. I am the activities manager. I have been with the center for a very long time.
Like weeks?
20 plus years.
Oh, wow.
I started out as a homemaker, someone that goes out and takes care of our seniors and helps them stay in their homes. Did that for several years, and for the last 15 years, I have been in the center as the activities director, managing all of our activities from crafts, games, to garage sale. So it's quite the job.
I can imagine. So, to just kind of follow up, what attracted you to that field or that job? You've been associated with this for 20 years, so there has to be something that draws you to it.
It's a phenomenal place. The thing that when I first went in, the thing that really connected with me, my grandmother had lived with us when I was younger, and she had had a stroke, and so I was just used to helping take care of some of the seniors. It was very, very gratifying for me to be able to go and help some of the seniors just do some of the household chores that they just couldn't do anymore. Run the vacuum, mop some floors, just some day-to-day things to make their lives a little easier.
And to allow them to stay in their own home.
Oh, yes.
Where they're comfortable, around their neighbors, around their family. Yep. Not that there's anything wrong with assisted living type of places.
Nope.
Those are all very nice. They take care of everything for you, and you get to make new friends. But home is home.
Yep.
And, you know, if you can stay right where you were, go to the same church, have your same neighbors, there's a lot to be said for that.
There definitely is. And it was one of those things that, you know, it just made it so much easier for me. My schedule was very flexible. I had very young children at that time. And it was a perfect fit. You know, it makes it, it gives you a lot of satisfaction when you can help someone stay in their home. And when their kids come to visit, they don't say, oh, can you help me mop the floor? Or can you help me change the bed? They can actually come and visit and do fun things with their parents, not the everyday mundane things. It really was a good thing.
You know, and it's amazing how so many people develop their passion from personal experience like this, and then when an opportunity comes up that you get to work in that, it's a win-win, and it doesn't seem like work.
Yes,
you know,
very much so. I have gotten a lot of gratification from all the different aspects of the center that I've worked at.
Fantastic. Right. I know if you've done it for 20 years, then you must love it, and they must love you.
So I very much love our seniors. We have some of the best seniors in the world live right here in Mercer County.
I don't doubt that for a second. You can say the same thing about our students and our working class and everything else.
Yep.
It's definitely a great place to grow up and grow old.
Yes.
So, fantastic. So, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and talk about some of the activities. And I took the time to print off your newsletter, and I was absolutely floored by how much you guys have gone on. So,
yeah, that's one of the things that people know they exist, and they know they have the garage sale, and they know they do bingo, and a lot of people think that's what they do. There is thousands of more things that they do. You just make sure you stay tuned, because there's a lot of things that you're going to think, I never thought of that, or I didn't think they did that, or wow, that's really neat.
That's
so
really cool.
Yep. Sorry to cut in there, Jack. Sorry.
That's all right. We'll be back.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
The Fort Recovery Music Boosters will be hosting
hosting their annual all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday, September 24th at the Legion from 8:30 to noon. Tickets are available from any high school or junior high band or choir member, or you can get them at the door. The tickets are only $8 each, and kids age 5 and under are free, and carryouts will also be available. You'll get scrambled eggs, sausage, pancakes, fruit, pastries, and a drink. So stop out for breakfast on Sunday morning, September 24th, for the annual Music Boosters All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast from 8:30 to noon at the Legion. The Friends of the Library will be hosting a pumpkin painting party with 5 sessions on 3 different days. Monday, October 2nd, from 3 to 5 p.m., 3 times on Tuesday, October 3rd, from 11 to 1, 3 to 5, and again from 6 to 7, then on Saturday, October 7th, from 10 to noon. The cost for the event is $2 per pumpkin, and the paint and supplies are provided. You'll need to register ahead of time by stopping into our library or just call them at 375-2869. There will be no charge for members of the Friends of the Library. Come join them at our library for pumpkin painting. Register ahead of time for whichever of the 5 times it is most convenient for you.
Site. Talking to the ladies from the Mercer County Council on Aging about all the various activities that they've got going on there, and it's unique to have such, you know, dedicated people come and join us. So let's start talking about some of the activities that happen. Before we get into the what, let's talk about the where. Where exactly is the Council on Aging?
So our offices...
You can pull that over towards you. Yeah.
So our offices are located at 217 Riley Street, right next to the swimming pool in Salina, Ohio. We do try to do things off-site. We meet out at the Spiritual Center in Montezuma on Tuesdays for pickleball. Uh-huh. But most of our activities happen right there on 217 Riley Street.
Very good. And do you get into the surrounding... communities like St. Henry, Mariah Stein, Rockford, or is it?
We're trying to build that. We had built it real strong, and I don't even pre-COVID,
yep.
and now we're trying to come out of that. But with the staffing issues that are going on, it's hard to find the support to get out to the different places like we had been.
Yeah, I know you had been doing meals at our library 2 times a month, and cards afterwards, and COVID says nope, doors are locked.
Yeah,
everything fell apart, and it is really hard to rebuild that type of thing, I think.
So let's start with the regular weekly things that you guys do.
Well, we have chair yoga every week. Carla Niblick is our instructor. It's every Monday morning. We have, of course, bingo, and we have several days of cards. We play pickleball at Montezuma every week. That was a new group we've been doing that for about 3 years now.
No kidding.
We started kind of middle-ending kind of COVID time, and there's a really nice group out there that likes to play and welcomes everybody that wants to come and learn. We have craft classes at least once or twice a month. I have an art teacher that comes in once a month and does art classes. We have started a new crochet club. The girls are making little things that we're going to take over to some of the nursing homes and assisted livings and help decorate their rooms for the holidays. We've started a new, what we call lunch and learn every month. We have lunch for 25 people, and then we have a teaching portion. So I have a different speaker come in each month and talk about different topics.
So it might be medical related, it might talk about Medicare, it might talk about all different things.
Monday actually is our next lunch and learn. He will be talking about scams and identity theft. next month, I will be having Amy Carlisle comes in from the Ohio Consumer Council, and she'll be talking about energy bills, how to cut your energy bills, and all that type of thing. I've got in November, I believe, I have the Hot Brass Defense coming in to give us tips on how to protect ourselves and what kind of things to be watching for. So just all whole spectrum of things.
Fantastic.
Can I add to the list?
Yeah, yeah.
A couple of them that Tosh didn't bring up. On Tuesdays, we have line dancing, which Tosh teaches. So if you want to get out and just shake your booty, come on up and dance with Tosh. We do toenail clipping the first Wednesday of every month. We offer that service. We have a lunch program where we talk about rebuilding from the COVID. We were doing lunches 5 days a week. COVID stopped it all. So when we came back, we started doing Wednesdays. We've just recently added, so we're doing lunches Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. The meals are $4, and it's provided by Salina Manor. And it's just a place for people to come in and socialize and have time together. It's a nutritious meal, and it's just a place to go.
And is that like from 11 to 1 or...
So we serve lunch at 11:30.
Okay.
So everybody comes in and sits kind of family style. We serve lunch and everybody can visit a little bit. And then depending on what's going on, some of them had stay for bridge. Some of them go right into bingo on Wednesdays. There's just a lot of different things. We have a fitness center at the campus. Well, I call it a campus because we're up to six buildings now. So it's not like we're just the one little senior center. It's like building 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, and you're all over the place. We have free blood pressure checks the first Thursday of the month and the second Wednesday of the month during that lunch program time. Actually, the blood pressure checks, we're doing a coffee time on Thursday mornings from 8 to 10, and people can come in and get their blood pressure check for free. We also have an Alzheimer's support group the third Thursday every month at 4 p.m. where people can come in. Whether you have Alzheimer's or know someone has or has a friend that's struggling because they know someone who has, it's a place to come in a safe environment and talk and learn and share. We also have Texas.
That's probably a really good thing because a lot of people, if they're in that situation, they don't know that there's a lot of similarities between different people and some differences, and that, you know, even though it's a different set of problems or whatever it might be for this person, doesn't mean that it's anything particularly special. There's so many things that can be relatable from one person to another and one situation to another, and you're not alone. That's the big thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And there are groups out there to help you in the things that you're struggling with and that have the knowledge and the information so you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You can learn from somebody else's experiences.
Yep.
We also have Yvonne Miller come in. Is it
the first Thursday?
The first Thursday every month, and give a presentation on some topic. It's different every month regarding Alzheimer's, dementia.
That's awesome.
And then you've also have like a grief support group that you.
So we had a grief support group.
Okay.
We just got a flyer coming. There's one coming.
Yes.
It's in St. Henry, though, isn't it?
Yes, it's in St. Henry, and it's in conjunction with the Everhart Hospice.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we are supporting their grief support group.
So we have a web page and a Facebook page, and we try and get that stuff on. So if people are looking for information, or they're welcome to call the offices, we have administrative assistants ready to answer the phone just about always.
Now, do you send out like the newsletter kind of thing, or can people ask to have it emailed to them when it comes out?
Yes, we do a monthly newsletter. It's a 16-page full-color newsletter that we chock full of all kinds of activities and information. It's also available on our webpage, and you can sign up. You can call in, and we'll get you signed up so it can be emailed to you as well. We send over 2,000 copies of the newsletter every month.
Oh, my, no kidding.
Yeah.
And when she says that it's full of different activities, it is not only a lot of information, but there's some neat stuff in there, whether it's something that you can color or it's different types of puzzles. And you know, I can see where you part of the intent is to help keep the mind sharp
too. Absolutely.
It's awesome. So you talk about these various activities, and I know that you have people that come in each week, but this has to take a lot of manpower. So let's talk about staffing.
So okay. We have 18 people on our staff. If you ask me, they do miracles every day because they're out there serving Mercer County, and they have hearts so big that you can't butt through the door. It's their heart's on their sleeve, and they're bending over backwards trying to help out. Staffing, I think, with the world the way it is today,
yes,
we would love to hire a few more part-time positions. Like Tosh said earlier, the part-time gives you some flexibility. So the services that we provide is chore service, where you go out and help with simple household tasks like installing a grab bar or cleaning the gutters, maybe trimming the bushes. We have homemaker services, which was what Tosh did when she joined us. Basic house cleaning, dusting, mopping, vacuuming, doing dishes, maybe running an errand, that kind of thing. We have transportation services. I got corrected today. We actually have 4 drivers at this time. We could use 5 or 6, and it's part-time basis. The majority of our clients need to go between 8 and 9 in the morning, and then they're done by 2 or 2:30 in the afternoon. So it's not like it's an 8-hour day, but we transport people to medical appointments, hair appointments, activities up to the center, basic transportation. There's
and it's like almost all of this within Salina.
So that's with the transportation. It's with the levy that we have, we're authorized to go 40 miles out of Mercer County. Uh-oh. And but we have what's called a find a ride program, which I didn't bring the phone number, but if you called the office, we could give you. That gives us the ability to transport people much farther. We go as far as Columbus, Cleveland, Dayton for medical appointments only. So
not to go to the zoo.
Not to go to the zoo, but that might be a medical thing, huh?
Well, yeah, good, yeah, that's good for your heart.
Yeah.
So if I'm an able-bodied male who enjoys driving, and wanted to be a part of this, would I provide my own vehicle, or is it driving something from the Council on Aging?
So you would drive one of our vehicles. We have 5. They're all wheelchair-equipped vehicles, and then we have 1 bus. And so that way they're all insured and everything. So you would need to get to the center, and with the flexibility. So maybe you go golfing every Tuesday and Thursday, so you'd be available on Monday and Wednesday, because Friday you go hang out with your buddies. You could let us know that your availability is Tuesday and Wednesday, and we could work your schedule that way.
So how do you know I golf on Tuesdays and Thursdays?
There's a sparkle, I think.
I'll be damned.
You've just volunteered for Monday and Wednesday.
There you go. So if I wanted to apply, what's the best way to do it?
You're welcome to come into the office. You can go to our webpage and download an application, or you can call and we can mail you an application.
And are these voluntary or are these paid positions?
They are paid positions. We have many, many volunteer positions available. We'll let Tosh speak to that here in a minute. But so the chore, homemaker, and transportation positions are the part-time positions. I did not neglect. We just hadn't gotten to outreach.
Yeah.
So our outreach, right now we have 2 outreach workers, and they work their tail feathers off. Okay. They help people with Medicare Part D. That's coming up October 15th to December 7th. That's an annual review of your Medicare options. But they help people that can't pay their electric bill or their light bill, or they're getting ready to be evicted because they can't afford their rent, or they just don't understand this paperwork. They've helped so many seniors through scams that they've gotten scammed, and now they're scared and they don't know what to do. So you'll come in and see Amy or Jennifer. We're actually looking for a temporary part-time position if someone's looking to help with the Part D, because we have so many clients that need our help, and we only have so many hours in the day to actually meet with them.
Right.
But that, again, is we're the Mercer County Council on Aging, so we're helping the residents of Mercer County for these services.
And if you're interested in that portion of it, what type of training do you provide to that person to where they can help with the Medicare Part D? Because it's not, I mean, while it's not rocket science, it isn't the simplest thing in the world to understand either.
Really? So. The government wrote it all up. It has to be very simple.
Yeah.
So one of the, now my brain, OSHIP has a website where the girls start with, but we have, like I said, we have Amy and Jennifer, and someone new that would come in would definitely have them as a resource. They would definitely start them with this more basic tasks, and maybe, like Amy said, she's been there 7 years and she's still learning. You know, Jennifer's been there almost a little over a year. And I mean, we're going to learn forever, because every time they get it figured out, they change all the rules.
Well,
so
that's exactly
we're
right.
Starting all over. So.
The way it is now is not the way that it's going to be next year.
That's right.
The way it seemed. So, so it really sounds like a lot of great opportunities for people who like to help. You aren't stuck doing the same thing every day with the same people. And just from hearing the three of you talk, it's got to be a very rewarding type of a thing, too.
It's real easy to get emotional about it.
Yeah. So again, the best way to apply is to stop by Riley Street and pick up an application, or you can go on the website and you can fill out an application.
Download
correct?
It out. Mm-hmm. Yep. And you can email it. There's an email address there. Yeah,
and I'm sure that if somebody isn't necessarily wanting to do any of that, any of those things we mentioned, if you go in and say, "What can I do to help?" There are a lot. You know, if you have an interest in something, virtually anything, they'll find something for you to do to make your life feel more rewarding, because you do get, you know, you help the people, but a lot of times you get more than they do or as much as they do, because it just feels good to help people.
Everybody needs to be needed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the truth. So I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about a renewal levy that the Council on Aging has coming up in November. So we'll talk about a few of those details right after this.
Clinchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at clinchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Clinchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery has openings in their parts department. If you're friendly and professional with a working knowledge of farm equipment, consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Applicants need to have solid computer skills, a good ability to communicate, and the desire to learn. Full-time employees enjoy great pay and benefits. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers. Consider joining the parts department at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Stop in soon or give Hull Brothers a call today.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lane's your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274. The Four Recovery Knights of Columbus are having a pork loin dinner on Sunday, October 8th, with drive-through pickup from 4 to 6 p.m. at the KFC Hall. It will be pre-sale only, and you can order your dinners by using the envelopes found in any of the cluster churches, St. Peter, St. Joseph, St. Paul's in Sharpsburg, or Mary Help of Christians, as well as St. Anthony and St. Mary's in Philothea. Ordering information is in the envelope. Or you can also call or text 567-644-5927 for tickets. Be sure to order your pork loin dinners by Sunday, October 1st, and why not order a few extra for a quick meal through the week? Don't miss a Knights of Columbus pork dinner coming up on Sunday, October 8th, from 4 to 6 p.m.
What happened? Get to zero, Neil.
I point at you and you start talking.
Oh, we're back. Inside, Jack Stogler talking to Dawn Tosh and Karen from the Mercer County Council on Aging. And before we start talking about the levy stuff, let's touch a little bit more on the volunteers, okay? Because I think that's a crucial part to the success of everything that you guys do. So, about how many volunteers do you have that come and help?
I probably have, I'm going to say, around 70 to 80 volunteers that come and help us with all kinds of different things. A huge part of them come and help with the garage sales. Tomorrow morning, we'll be open at 8:30 for our fourth garage sale of the year. And
that's always a big thing. There is all kinds of stuff, and there's thousands of items, I would say.
Yes.
Maybe tens of thousands of items.
Yes, I have three buildings that are full and wow. Part of the parking lot. So we have a lot. The volunteers take care of when the items are donated. It's all volunteers that take that stuff in. They organize it. They price it. They get it all ready. We just have some really, really wonderful people that have very giving hearts, and they donate a lot of time. It's not just with the garage sale. Just about every activity that we do, there is some type of volunteer person helping to run those activities. So when you look at the newsletter and you see the activity calendar, you know that there's,
you get a pretty good idea. Because not counting the meals, the activity calendar has something literally of every weekday there's something going on.
Yeah.
And a lot of times there's two or three things. So it is quite impressive.
Now on the garage sale, about how much of your budget comes from that? A significant amount, a little bit, helps a little bit? Is that directed toward a certain fund, or how does that
work? Well, the garage sale is a huge help. It really supports the activities that you see. Mm-hmm. The levy fund money that we get, that Dawn's going to be talking about in a little bit, is very much earmarked for our core outreach, homemaker, chore, and transportation. So all of the other activities that we do, we have to get some funding. So this is our way of funding that. We've also used the money to re-blacktop the parking lots. Mm-hmm. It's put a roof on the building. It's put a new AC unit in the building. All things that if we didn't have, they would have had to come out of levy funds. It would have taken it away from helping the seniors. So the garage sale provides a lot of, just gives us a lot bigger base of what we can do and how we can help.
Fantastic. And again, the fourth garage sale starts tomorrow, correct? And it
starts
runs through Saturday?
Through Sunday.
Through Sunday.
We are open tomorrow from 8:30 until 6:30. Friday and Saturday, we're open from 8:30 till 4, with Saturday being half price day. And Sunday, we will be open from noon until 4, and that is our bag day. You come in, you buy a brown grocery bag for $1, you get one free, you can fill it up in any one of the three buildings that we have open.
Fantastic. And
for $1.
For $1. Yep, for $1.
Well, whatever you can get in the bags.
Yep.
Yep.
And if you can't get your bag full, we offer to help you shop.
And if you can't fit it in the bag, then it counts as a bag.
Well, that's pretty good.
And the big stuff kills.
Oh, so the big stuff, you can say, well, I can't get it in the bag, but I'm going to tape the bag to it.
That's there you go. Uh-huh. That's a bag.
Wow.
Yeah. That's cool.
That's awesome.
So, let me ask about, like, the clientele, okay? So, when you have lunch, or you have cards, or you have these various activities, can you give me some idea as far as, like, the breakdown of male versus female, or... Are the majority very ambulatory and able to take care of themselves and that type of thing?
With our cards, I'd say it's probably not quite 50-50 on the male to female ratio. Yeah. And we have card players from... 101 all the way down to, you know, about 62, I think.
Yeah. Even younger than that.
I was going to say, even younger than that on our evening cards. We play evening cards. So we've got some folks that come in that work during the day, but they like to come in and play cards in the evening.
Oh, cool.
So, and we're always happy to have them. So, yeah. With bingo, we have several gentlemen that come in, several couples that come in to play bingo. It's probably about the same.
One of the points I'd like to make is, because I hear this question a lot, our core services, the chore, transportation, homemaker, and outreach, those are reserved for the 60 and older persons in our community. All the other activities, the activities that are funded by the garage sale and everything, there is no age restriction.
Okay.
It can be any age. Now, sometimes we have to limit due to space availability, that kind of a thing. And in that situation, we would probably lean towards the senior population. But if you see a craft class, or if you see bingo and things like that, and you're not working and you're not 60, you're still welcome to come and join us.
Now, if I remember correctly, I think our old friend Rick Ports used to get over there a lot for bingo. I believe that's where he played bingo. He did that every day that he possibly could. People would get him over there, and he would go over and do that. He's passed away since then, but I know, you know, so he wasn't of that age, and so, you know, you can go do stuff.
That's right.
And have
fun
with people.
That's right.
So let's touch on the levy.
Okay.
This is a renewal levy, correct?
Yes, it's a renewal.
So why don't you share as far as how much it is and what it would cost, and, you know, touch again on what these funds would go to.
Okay, thank you. So the levy is a renewal. It's for 0.7 mil, which equates about $20 if your house is appraised at $100,000. Because it's a renewal, that would not create any kind of an increase in your taxes. And the things that it covers are the chore, which is like shrubbery, cleaning your gutters, washing your windows, things like that. Transportation, which takes you to medical appointments or social engagements, such as what happens at the Mercer County Council on Aging at the Senior Center. And then like hair appointments, or if you need to go to Walmart and go shopping, or if you need to go to CVS and pick up prescriptions, that kind of thing. We also have our homemaker services, which is basic house cleaning, laundry, dishes, mopping, dusting, vacuuming, that kind of thing. And then our outreach services, they cover the girls that when you come into the office. And also, so if you have services, the outreach workers are the ones that make that first contact, and they do the assessment and they talk to you about things. People get scared when we say we're going to do an assessment, and truly what it is, it's an opportunity for our people to learn about each individual situation and try and connect them with all the programs that are available in Mercer County and the surrounding areas, whether it be Social Security or medical coverage, or somebody to come and help you fix your driveway, whatever you need. That's what our outreach girls try and get you connected with.
I was doing a little math in my head. I think that the levy comes up to a nickel a day.
A nickel a day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give or take a little bit, maybe 5 or 6 cents a day.
Yeah.
$20 a year?
$20 a year. That's why I figured it was a trip to McDonald's.
Yeah. Per $100,000 value of the home.
Right, right.
Yeah. So... So this is a 5-year renewal, correct?
Yes.
So people voted on this back in 2018, and it got approved.
Yes.
I think from reading online that this was initially, well, it was also approved back in 2013. I don't know whether that was the first year or not. So it's something that they've been seeing on their taxes for a long, long time.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes, they have. Yes. Yeah, the 2013 was actually an increase. They did do an increase, a small increase in 13, and then in 18 it was a renewal, and we're doing, just in light of the current economy, we're... the board, we talked and we had meetings and decided we're going to do everything we can to stretch those dollars to meet the needs of Mercer County, but we didn't want to put more of a burden on anyone.
Yep.
So I'm going to turn this into a, because this is a Mercer County voting thing, correct?
Yes.
So it's the entire county.
Yes.
So how do you stretch your arms, you know, and touch places like Rockford and Fort Recovery and Mariah Stein?
Chuck, I'm going to say the very first time that I really had a lot of experience with Mercer County Council on Aging, I was working part-time here at the local library in Fort Recovery.
Okay.
And they had, Amy came to speak about Medicare, and I was approaching that in my age, which was one of the best things, to meet people to get that. And I have actually shared Amy's number with a number of my friends as it's approached that time for them too, because you feel like she is so knowledgeable and they have all at their fingertips everything they need to have. We're just like, as you mentioned earlier, you think it should be easy, but it's not always easy to figure all that out. So there's services there for anybody in the county, but we sometimes don't know that we have a gold mine sitting right there to be able to use. Yeah. So it's awesome.
So is that kind of the... So do you have any idea, like, as far as your clientele and the people that participate in these various things, do you have any idea of, like, what percent of them are from each of the communities?
I've never looked at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever looked at that, but I can tell you, like, and that was one of the things when they asked me to be on the board, they're trying to get membership from around the county.
Yeah.
And I do live in that neighboring area. So it's like, but I've got folks that are friends of mine from here in this area that some have started going to different things there. So we know that we're seeing you know, it's just the distance sometimes in driving and finding a ride isn't always the easiest for some of them. So.
And you know, I don't know how many times you people have that weekly trip to Walmart or weekly trip to the doctor in Salina and stuff, and to be able to kind of you marriage that with a stop at the Council on Aging for lunch, or hey, after the doctor's appointment, let's pop in and play cards and that type of thing. And again, I don't know if it's a communication thing, if it's an education thing, or if it's a transportation thing. You know, I think all three of those could definitely play a large part.
I'm glad that you brought that up, because one of the things that we haven't talked about that drew me to the Council on Aging in the first place is we have a jigsaw puzzle table sitting up all the time. So if you're just happening to come through, you can come in and sit down at the puzzle table and work for 10 or 15 minutes and then be on your way. We have a couple of televisions, one of the ones that's kind of stuck on Carol Burnett. So the Carol Burnett showing is just about every day. There's a piano in there, and Tasha's wonderful as far as working with the volunteers that maybe typically we're there Tuesdays from you're going to be glad I'm telling everybody when we take donations. We're there Tuesdays from 12 to 4:30. Is that right?
Yes.
12 to 4:30, and Thursdays from 12 to 4, and then on Thursdays from 8:30 to 12. Pretty much every week, except for when we're setting up for garage sale or during the garage sale. But there are people that, because of their schedule, they just can't come and help those hours. And Tosh is very accommodating in making it work for the person. The other thing that I wanted to share about that is we were talking about part-time work, help, things like that. If you're a volunteer, you're not committed. You can come if you can come once a month, or if you can come, you plan on coming every Thursday, but life happens and you can't make it, it's okay. Come the next time, you can come. And the other thing that Tosh does, she works really hard. Say you can't stand very long, or you can't lift anything heavy, or you have a hard time getting around, she'll find a position for you. We have one lady that all she does is sort the greeting cards and put them in bags and price them. We have one lady that basically what she does is she takes the Walmart bags and flattens them all out so they're ready for the next garage sale. So if you have a desire in your heart to help, she's going to find a way for you to fit in.
Yeah, and while you're flattening out the plastic bags, you're chit-chatting with your friends.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not just you go in and sit in the corner and flatten bags. You're socializing.
Yes.
And one of the things you asked how we're getting the word out to the community is by being allowed to be on programs like your program. So thank you very much for giving us this opportunity to share about a place that we love.
Yep.
Fantastic. Well, and I'll tell you what, I know that the roles that Don and Tosh play are invaluable, but I also think that it's wise to recognize the people that serve on these boards. And because oftentimes they're behind the scenes and they're probably some of the busiest people in the county. The other thing that they probably have in common is they can't say no. So
it's funny you say that, Jack, because you happen to know my brother, but one of my brothers asked me, he said, Karen, how did you end up on there? And I said, because I said yes.
Yes.
No, I'm on it because I did say yes, but because I really felt a need to be able to serve, and I feel like I am still of the age where I can do it well yet.
Yeah.
And can rationalize things, and coming from a background in school as a school administrator, knowing how budgets work and knowing how finance works has been a little bit of a help, plus policies and procedures, which is not always everyone's cup of tea.
Yeah.
So that's the best part about the board. We can all find our strong elements, you know, like where there are a couple guys on that do the buildings and grounds. I mean, I said, yeah, you can put me on that. I can look at the roof and say, yeah, it might need, but, you know, something about they just know what needs to be done. So it's a good group that works together, and there's a good representation across the county.
So I'm going to put you on the spot. Can you name them?
Sure. Thanks to some help earlier. Yes. I'm, of course, myself. There are four from the Salina area: Mike Gant, Mike McKernan, Phil Fenning, and Karen Sisko, that are from Salina. Linda Lechner is from the Parkway area. Ron Kruve is from Mendon. Janice Gagel is from Maria Stein. Edna Lange from St. Henry, and myself. So
very good.
We could use, you know, but they decided just back to up it to 9 members and not going larger. But, you know, we could probably use some representation from Coldwater when the opportunity arises.
Yeah.
So
fantastic. Well, I tell you what, I want to take a second and thank all of those people that are you're doing that. And the 100 volunteers that Tosh puts to use every...
We could not do any of the things we do without our volunteers. Yeah. We, you know, Dawn said there's only 18 of us. We could not do the things. The volunteers are crucial to everything we do at the council.
Fantastic. Well, tell you what, we're going to take one more break, and we're going to come back and touch on the things that we want to make sure that we get those points across, and talk about the renewal one more time.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Wayne IGA is stocked up with all kinds of fall decorations. They have large pots of mums in a variety of colors and decorative gourds, Indian corn, and small, large, and jumbo pumpkins. You don't need to go out of town to the big box stores to get great decorations at reasonable prices. It's all right here in town. So while you're stopping by to get your groceries, be sure to check out their great selection of attractive fall decorations. Wayne IGA, your hometown store with a whole lot more. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, our Lady Indians will travel to Marion Local to take on the state-ranked Flyers. We'll be simulcasting WCSM's coverage of that match, and the NFHS video will be available. On Friday, it'll be the football homecoming game, and our Indians will host the New Bremen Cardinals. The homecoming ceremony will start at 6:30, and we'll bring you that live on the NFHS video if you can't be there, and that will be followed by the Wayne IGA pregame show. Get out to the show.
We're on the air.
Get out to
the... we're back. Sorry. I was just kind of chit-chatting, and it sneaked up on me.
So now, ladies, do you see what I put up with? Okay. So I guess... Okay, so now we're going to take a break. Neil, is that right?
You can talk. You can do 10 more seconds, and we'll take our last break.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. It has been a... pretty quick hour.
Yeah, let's touch on the levy, and then we can come back and go through a couple of the things that reiterate some of the things that you guys do.
Okay, so let's touch on all the bullet points. Okay, you ready? The levy is up for renewal, and it is how much?
0.7 mil.
0.7 mil, which is okay.
$20 for a $100,000 home per year.
Okay, so for Neil, that'd be 20 times times 15.
Yeah, yeah. My billion-dollar mansion.
That's what I figured. Okay, and then what does this go to?
So this supports our core services, which are chore, homemaker, transportation, and outreach.
And each of those also have opportunities for people that would like to get involved in it too, correct?
So absolutely, yes.
So we'll combine the whole levy aspect with, and so touch on what each of those mean again. Chore?
So like basic chores, like as far as cleaning gutters, trimming shrubs, power washing your home, cleaning carpets, basic industrial type more services versus just housekeeping services.
Okay. So that's chore. What's some of the others?
So homemaker is basic light housekeeping, such as vacuuming, dishes, laundry, a little bit of errands, maybe some grocery shopping. Transportation gives you a ride to medical appointments or up to the Council on Aging for our activities, or say to Walmart for shopping or to get your hair done.
And if I was interested in one of these positions, but because of my golf schedule could only make it on a couple days a week, or you maybe it's I'm free every Thursday,
that we can make that work.
Fantastic. And the best way to apply, stop by the office on Riley Street, and they've got applications there, or you can go online to
www.mccoa.net.
Very good. See, you know what? You're on it.
And if you're wondering where Riley Street is and where the Council on Aging is, it's on the east side of the fairgrounds property. I don't know if it's part of the fairgrounds property, but it's beside the pool, and it's fairgrounds property, basically. So, yes. Easy to find.
Yes.
But you just said east side.
And I think that's where it is.
When I get in Salina, I get all turned
on the
around.
East side of the fairground.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So go to the fairground.
It is next to the pool.
And keep on going.
Yes.
To the pool.
Well, everybody here doesn't go to the pool in Salina. They go to the fairground.
No, but they go to the wine store.
Yeah.
That's just straight down the road. Yes. The wine store.
So just turn left at the wine store. Perfect.
And not far from there is the West Side Carryout.
That's right.
They got pretty good food right near them. They're in good shape.
Good shape. Well, I'll tell you what. Now we do have to take a break.
So you can go get some pizza?
Yes. And we'll be back to wrap things up with Dawn Tosh and Karen right after this.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. As a coach myself, certain small things completed the right way are the ripple in the pond that many times leads to a tidal wave of success in your operation. Trust me, there's a big difference between a pass or a toss at your feet as opposed to one that hits you right in the numbers. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
For Recovery High School's fall homecoming is this weekend, with the homecoming on Saturday night and the homecoming king and queen being announced before the football game on Friday night. Here is this year's homecoming court. Freshman attendants are Cameron Mullenkamp and Trevor Bergman.
Sophomore attendants are Jesse Springer and Reese Lefevre. Junior attendants are Kennedy Mullenkamp and Mason Diller. The senior queen candidates are Callie Wendell, Natalie Brunswick, Allison Kanapke, Megan Evers, and Tegan Fortkamp. The senior king candidates are Alex Dews, Matthew Romer, Reese Evers, Reese Guggenbiller, and Troy Homan. Congratulations to the attendants and king and queen candidates at this weekend's homecoming.
Just point at me when you're ready. We're back. Insight. And we're talking to Dawn, Tosh, and Karen from the Mercer County Council on Aging. And it has been a really quick hour. So there's a levy that's coming up on November 6th.
7th. November 7th.
November 7th? Oh, okay.
But you can go vote now. So
you can
vote on September 21st.
So it's Tuesday this year.
Yes.
Don't laugh at
it. It only encourages him.
Okay. And then, Tosh, let's touch on, so I'm an old fart in Fort Recovery, and I'm looking for stuff to do. What do you have to offer?
We have all kinds of things to offer. You tell me what you enjoy doing.
I am a line dancing fool.
Oh, then every Tuesday afternoon, you need to be at the center from 1 until 3, and you need to join us for line dancing.
What if he can only line dance for 20 minutes instead of the 2 hours?
Well, that's perfectly okay. You can sit down. You can take a break. You can. We're very, very flexible with how, you know, it's. We're there to have a good time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And you know, the volunteer aspects of things, it ranges from somebody sitting and folding newsletters and putting labels on the newsletters to carrying stuff around outside for the garage sale. It's really that big of a swing.
And we should mention that the next garage sale start tomorrow, correct?
It starts tomorrow morning at 8:30. So,
and then there will probably be one more before the end of the year.
There is. We have one more sale in November. It actually starts with what we call our early bird sale on Wednesday evening. We sell tickets for $10 a piece, and that money is used for our senior angel tree program for Christmas.
Oh, how cool.
So we just do it the one time a year. We have where we open on Wednesday evening. We only sell 75 tickets and ask for donations and things to raise the money for our senior angel tree program.
Fantastic. Well, ladies, I tell you what, it has been a quick informational hour. I wish you all nothing but great things, and let's get things passed on November 7th.
Yeah, and it's been really. I've kind of looked at it in the past, but there are so many things that you guys do that people have no idea that exists. They think that people come in and play bingo and you have garage sales, and it is 1,000 times more things than that. If you have questions, problems, if they don't have somebody there, they can refer you to somebody, a professional locally. If you're worried about this, that, or the other, if you just want to go and have fun, check out their website and have them send you their, have them email you their. Is it monthly newsletter?
Yep.
And there's there's stuff going on all the time.
Just a quick example. Next week, okay. So what's chair chi?
That is our chair yoga program.
Okay.
Amen.
So just next week on Monday, there's a chair yoga. There's a lunch and learn about identity theft, and there's crochet club. Tuesday, they got pickleball, lunch, bridge, and line dancing. Wednesday, they've got lunch and bingo. Thursday, they have breakfast with biscuits and gravy, lunch, chair yoga, cards, Texas Hold'em. So, I mean, and that's just all next week.
Yeah.
Give me entertainment as far as, like, vocal, anything like that, like...
We do occasionally. Sometimes. Yeah, we do occasionally. We put on three rather large party events where we hire entertainment to come in. Our spring carry-in, our party on the patio, we have an outdoor party in June, and then we have a Christmas party where we always hire entertainment. Sporadically in between, if I can fit stuff in, I have like the piano man come in and he sings and plays, and sure. You know, for a morning before lunch.
That's awesome. Yeah. So, you know, there's you guys work really hard to make things better for the seniors in our community, and it's much appreciated, and it's probably underappreciated because, like we mentioned, there's so much stuff that, you know, Jack that's just named five things that I've never heard of.
Yeah.
that are, you know, would be really great for, you know, people love that stuff.
Yeah.
That's really good.
So, yes.
One more thing just to think about is we keep saying seniors, 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 but we're also here for the families of the seniors. So Everybody's got a mother, a grandmother, an uncle, or an aunt. We send out over 2,000 newsletters a month. Some of those go as far as Florida and California. So maybe I live in California, but my mother lives in Mercer County. I can ask for the newsletter so that I can have ideas to suggest to her to go do.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Fantastic idea.
Yep.
So, I'll tell you what, ladies, have we touched on everything?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'll tell you what, you guys were awesome.
Yes. Yes.
Neil, I was awesome too, wasn't I?
You were mediocre at best.
Yeah. Hey.
Vote November the 7th.
And ask your family and friends to vote too.
Yes.
And it's Tuesday this year.
Yes.
So we want to remember that.
Okay.
Yeah. So for Jack Stogler and Karen and Tosh and Dawn, that's it, I guess, right, Neil?
Yes, sir.
We'll be back next week on Insight.
And sports
everybody,
coming up.
Vote yes for the Council on Aging November 7th.
Nicola Day.
We'll be back next week.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show is being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show.